Al-Qaeda or ISIS ideology. You know, exactly what those links are back to those organizations, that is what we still have to figure out.
And ISIS has specifically been asking people to target members of the U.S. military, right?
That's right. And ISIS has been really much more successful at using social media and calling for Muslims globally to attack at home, not traveling to Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria, and targeting either law enforcement officials or members of the military. So in that sense, certainly the initial appearance of this attack very much falls in line with what ISIS has been encouraging.
When you mentioned social media, how cooperative have social media companies been in balancing the privacy rights of their users versus aiding authorities in an investigation like this?
Well, this is a very thorny problem, especially after the disclosures by Edward Snowden. There's great discomfort between the national security community and social media companies. I think the social media companies are doing what they can, but in truth, many in the U.S. government think that they can do a little bit more, and that would be disclosing information to federal officials once they see it is clearly associated with terrorist activity. The fact is that social media and other modes of secure communications are really how these organizations are getting their message out and in some ways communicating. So it is going to have to be a very cooperative effort between the technology community in the U.S. and abroad and global counterterrorism officials.